Now, as that music might suggest to you, we're heading from Africa and heading to Japan. Well, Japan and Richmond for the next story here this morning on North by Northwest. The Gull is the play as the centerpiece of the Steveston No Project. No, of course, a traditional play form in Japan. And the Vancouver-based Pangea Arts had an idea about doing a collaboration with Japan, producing a no play written in Canada. And Heidi Specht of Pangea Arts approached Daphne Marlott, poet and writer, to write such a play. And Daphne wrote The Gull, and it's the story of Japanese-Canadian fishermen in Steveston in about 1950. Now, last year, if you have a very good memory, you might remember that North by Northwest did a feature story on a Japanese no master who came to Richmond, two no masters, as a matter of fact, to work with the actors here and to work on getting this ready for production. There was a read-through last year at the cannery in Steveston. Well, a year has gone by, work has continued, the final pieces are going into place right now, and on May the 10th, The Gull is going to be performed for the first time ever in a special tent right outside Richmond City Hall. It's on from the 10th to the 14th. This past week, I got to go to UBC and meet a number of the people from British Columbia and from Japan who've been so involved in this very exciting international collaboration. First, when I was at UBC, I got talking to Heidi Specht, the woman behind this whole project and one of the founders of Pangea Arts. And I started by asking her how she was feeling about the fact that after all this time, things were finally starting to take shape with this project.
That's like the final piece. Of course, and then adding the costumes, our designers have been doing beautiful work, and I just can't wait to transport the audience to Steveston in the 50s and the moment when we hear those drums and the calls and everything coming together is... Actually, I've imagined so many times when we first got the first grant came through for Daphne to write the script, and in that moment I was imagining what will it be like on opening night when Daphne, I want to sit next to you at the show, and I just was imagining what is that moment going to be like, because that was, you know, this has been long, many years in the making, and it's a challenging process because of the logistics of working with artists who are living in another country, right, coming from a different performance tradition. And trying to bring us all together every time. We also have an artist from originally from Winnipeg and somebody from Toronto. So it's truly a national project, an international project. And so the logistics of getting us, having the money to get us all in the same place to work together has been overwhelming for a small company. But we did it, and long journey. But I knew it would happen, you know. When I have an idea, I make it happen. And my hook or my crook through all our obstacles. So now we just need the audience, and I know the audience is going to be blown away by this experience.
And the gentleman we're going to meet on the radio in just a moment, who's here to work with the masks as well. Tell me about him, Heidi.
Yes, it's Hakuzan Kubo is a Wakayama mask maker. And again, Wakayama is the sister city, and we really wanted, because the themes in the piece, the lead character comes from Wakayama, the over 75% of the original immigrants to the Steveston area were from Wakayama Prefecture. And so it's really exciting to us too. We wanted to involve more artists from the sister city. And Hakuzan is a student of and collaborator with Akira Matsui. They're both from the same city. And so when I heard that Hakuzan existed, I'm like, we want to work with him. And luckily for us, he took the challenge to involve himself in a contemporary no play versus a traditional no play. So he had to make some adjustments to what he was going to do with the mask. And he created two original masks for the show, and they're absolutely stunning. They're beautiful. And so, yeah, he came too as well. He's got an exhibit at the Richmond Museum, which goes until May 12th.
That is Heidi Specht of Pangea Arts. And now we're going to meet Hakuzan Kubo, and she was talking about him as the mask master who came over to work on masks for this play and to bring that show to Richmond.
Konnichiwa. Yoroshiku onegai itashimasu.
And Rick, hello to you.
Yes, thank you.
I've just been looking at some of the photographs of some of the masks here, and can you tell me a bit about the role of the masks in the NO form?
能面は、あの、まあ、能舞台の中では、
The NO mask, of course, is worn by the main actor. And the way he wears it, and of course, the role, his role is, of course, the main role. And so the NO mask takes on such an important role in the entire sort of creation of the NO play. He says he himself, he's still, as far as a mask maker goes, he's still very, very incomplete, but he's always very, very pleased, very grateful for Matsui Sensei, who often uses his masks and makes the mask also come to life.
So you must have to know a lot about the character and think about it and internalize it when you're thinking of how the mask will be for that character.
そうですね。あの、まずやっぱりこの自分が使ってる。
Yes, he says you really do need to understand how the mask is being used or how what the character is in a particular play. In fact, in traditional NO, there are a number of plays and certain masks will be used for several different plays. But in fact, sometimes it's nice to really be thinking of the character of a particular play when you carve the same mask. And he says, you know, if you really don't have that in mind, it's very difficult to create a good mask.
The mask for this play, can you tell me about it?
When he first heard about this, of course, he was very happy. He's from Wakayama, and of course, the story about the gull involves Japanese who had gone from a small village outside of the city of Wakayama. It's still in Wakayama Prefecture, the small village of Mio, and they had come to, of course, to Steveston. And, of course, he was very happy to be asked to make the mask. But he's a traditional mask maker. And how one can actually transform that into a gull mask is something that, he was at first a little concerned about. He talked a lot with Matsui Sensei about how that should be. But one thing he felt that it can't be just a straight gull mask, for example, just to imitate the face of a gull, because anything that's so clear becomes very limited. And in fact, the appearance in the first half of the play is of a woman who we're actually not quite sure. Is she a gull? Is she a woman? He feels like what will happen is that Matsui Sensei, in the context of performing this role, will in fact with the costume and the context will somehow bring that off, where it'll both give the sense of it being a gull and give the sense of it being a woman.
Translation there from Richard Emmert, who is a NO expert from Japan as well, over for this production of The Gull. And before that, we heard Hasakan Kubo, the mask maker. We'll hear more in the next half hour here on North by Northwest about the production. Right now at 8:30, it's time for the CBC Radio News with Scott Regeer.